Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dark Side of the Moon. Today I have with me my friend Star. Say hello, Star.
Hello.
Okay, so our first topic for today is Twilight, since you were mentioning that quite a lot in our Discord. By the way, we have a Discord server, and if you'd like to find out what that server it is, go follow @thedarksideisnotalwaysbad on Instagram, and my Twitter will be linked from there. Okay, so let's go ahead and start with Twilight.
So my mom and her girlfriend are watching a marathon currently because her girlfriend is very invested in books, especially cliche ones that typically have to do with vampires and werewolves, and Twilight is one of them. So they're watching a marathon right now, and I have watched two of the movies so far with them. And it's been an interesting experience. The characters are, they're not my favorite kind of characters.
Yeah, in the books, they're honestly even worse. I've only seen one of the movies, and I couldn't watch anymore. Like, there was a marathon going on this TV station I was watching, and I had to change it over. I just couldn't watch anymore. So let's just say, what's your least favorite, and what's your favorite parts of the movies that you've watched so far?
So far, I really enjoy Jason.
Jason?
Jason, yeah.
Do you mean
He's
Jake?
The... Huh?
Do you mean Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob, yes. Sorry, I screwed that up.
No, it's alright.
The names are really similar. But I like Jacob's character so far. He's actually pretty okay. Though I don't like how uncontrollably aggressive the werewolves get. That actually kind of seems unwolf-like to me.
Yeah.
But I guess it is what it is. I really dislike Edward's character because he's really stalkerish and creepy. And he keeps trying to force Bella to listen to his choices, and then he did the whole breakup thing and said these awful things to her. And it was bad enough that they thought she had almost, like, committed suicide. And it's like, how...
Yeah, no.
How shitty of a person are you?
Yeah, no, Edward's just awful. And yet, so many people were voting for him in, back when it first came out, I mean. Like, so, if you weren't on the... Like, well, technically I wasn't on the internet back then, but I watch content from the internet back then, and I read content from then, and, pretty much everyone was on Team Edward, and I don't know if you know what that is, but, back when it first came out, though, I'm telling the viewers, back when it first came out, there was this whole debacle of... Team Edward versus Team Jacob, and if you don't know what Twilight is, it's a romance series, and Edward and Jacob are the two main love interests, and there was this whole just debacle of Team Edward versus Team Jacob, and I don't know why, but there were way more Team Edward supporters than there were Team Jacob supporters. At least that was something that I noticed, and. To be honest, it was kind of frustrating for me, because when I read through the first book, I didn't like the character. I didn't like Edward in general. Jacob was pretty good, but still, the characters themselves just aren't too great, and in my opinion, that is. And I mean, to back then standards, considering it is a romance novel, it makes sense. But at the same time, I just It's not my cup of tea, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. Everything in general. It's interesting enough for me to get invested, but also I can say that it is bad. But it's not like it's completely unenjoyable for me. I like the wolf CGI. And but that's just because I like wolves. And werewolves. Werewolves are cool, man.
Werewolves are cool.
But I don't know. His haircut, Jacob's haircut, made me so upset. I like his long hair. He looks so good with long hair. And he got like this douchey haircut, and it made me so upset.
I like the fact that we're talking about this cheesy romance novel that was turned into really bad movies, and what you're obsessing over is the
Sorry, it just looks so bad. It's like that stupid spiky haircut that all the douchebags have. Do you know what I mean? Like the one that where like you can push it up. And he looks so good with long hair. And he had like this nice wavy long hair.
Surfer dude look. Surfer.
No, it wasn't Surfer Dude look.
It
It wasn't Surfer
wasn't?
Dude at all. No.
I remember it being kind of surfer dude lookish. That
A
might.
little bit, a little bit.
Yeah. That might be just
But
through my 10-year-old memory though. So like, who knows?
yeah, you'd have to look him up again.
Yeah. But I the books are kind of okay. I've never really been into that whole romance, vampire versus werewolf kind of thing. Like I like
Yeah, I
the
can't blame you.
yeah, I like the whole concept of vampires and werewolves as an actual story and concept, but I don't like romance per se. Because
Yeah.
mainly because it's just they're kind of predictable, and you can always kind of tell where they're gonna go, and it's just kind of a situation of like, you just know immediately. You read it,
Yeah.
love interest is introduced, and then immediately you're like, okay, they're either gonna end up together or they're gonna die together.
I wish they were poly.
Oh.
I hate like the love triangle that's just like be different for once and make them poly.
That
Please.
would be a really that I think that would be a romance novel I would read. That one sounds
Yeah, there's
interesting. Go ahead.
It's just I was about to say there's way more poly romantic there's more way more poly relationships out there than you think. My parents are poly, and they're part of this huge community.
I actually myself am polyamorous as well.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you knew.
That's cool.
Yeah, no,
No, I just knew you were pan.
I am polyamorous. And it's kind of odd because I don't really tell many people, purely because of the fact that I feel like it's something that people don't understand.
Yeah.
And it's kind of stigmatized, to be honest. Because a lot of people see it as cheating when it's not. Or, like, they either see relationships as it's either open and you can just have sex with people and then leave them, or it's monogamous. When in reality, polyamorous relationships, in the beginning of them, you normally set a set of rules, per se, and it's not really strict, but you're just it, you can be with multiple people at the same time. That like you can
Yeah.
with polyamorous relationships, you can either be with two people or three people, just multiple people at the same time with your partner, or you can just be with two or more people or at the same time, and your partner is just okay with it, and your partner can be with two or more people at the same time as well.
Yeah.
Like, That's what I see polyamorous relationships as. And but that's a really stigmatized thing. And I don't understand why. You know?
I mean, monogamous relationships are so normalized that there's not a lot of people who would understand polyamorous relationships because it's not talked about, it's not something you see in the media a lot. And when you do, it might be something like, I forget the other word for it, but when it's like a man and a bunch of other women.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember the name for it either.
Yeah. What I tend to think of that is Mormonism, because, I came from, we're ex-Mormon, but I come from a Mormon background,
Yeah.
and I've had lots of conversations with my parents about, how there'd be men with a shit ton of wives and a ton of children. Because they're Mormon. And
Yeah.
but those relationships tend to be pretty fucked up.
Yeah, but that's only because of the religion and but like by the way, you guys, I come from a religious background as well, and I have been told quite a bit by our friend Star here. Because, as he said, he did come from a Mormon. He's ex-Mormon, and so is his family. But religion is just odd, in my opinion. Mainly because it's always just the same set of rules, just worse or better. But with those kinds of relationships, that's when it's messed up purely just because of where the purpose behind them. And that's when I have an issue with it, because that's when the issues actually come in. Like in Mormon relationships, like the polyamorous Mormon relationships that I've seen, the people aren't really in love with each other.
No.
They're just there because they were told to be, or just because they're like that. That's just what I've seen, and that's when I have an issue with it. However, in like common everyday polyamorous relationships aren't as oh, what's the word for it? Uncommon, I'm just gonna go with. They aren't as uncommon as they seem, and you may be walking down the road and pass like six polyamorous relationships and have no idea. You know?
Yeah. I was gonna go back to the topic of
Twilight?
no. It was how polyamorous relationships are usually perceived.
Oh, yes. What did you have to say?
I was gonna mention how my parents kind of have a close relationship compared to the typically, stereotypical open.
Yeah.
And it's just them three. And they're really sweet together.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, polyamorous relationships can be closed or open or an odd mix of both. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about with that, but like,
Yeah, I do.
yeah. And it's just being in a polyamorous relationship, there's, I'm gonna use rules in quotation marks here, because it's not really rules per se.
More like boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries. There's just a set of boundaries, and I've actually thought this over a lot, and my set of boundaries for my relationship would be I would want to know. You know what I mean by that? Like, I would want to know if my partner loves someone else. You know?
Yeah.
I would want to know that because then I could be super supportive and be like, awesome, okay, cool. But if they didn't tell me, that would be when I would consider it an issue. And like
A lack of,
what?
sorry, I was gonna say lack of trust.
Yeah. People think that polyamorous relationships, you can't cheat in them, but you can. Like I said, like if one person, if there's a set of boundaries where you want to know and one person doesn't tell you, that's considered cheating. Or like just going outside the steps of boundaries, it can be considered cheating, or it can be considered just breaking the boundaries and will cause immediate either strain in the relationship or just a break in the relationship. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because I've actually looked into this pretty heavily because I wanted to make sure that I knew what I was talking about when I would say I am. And it's odd to me that it's so stigmatized and that people don't really fully understand it, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that, sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's a lot of things that are stigmatized that really shouldn't be.
Yeah. Like, a big one is people say that mental health has been destigmatized, but there's still a lot of stigmatization around it.
Oh, yeah.
There have been, I mentioned in my last podcast, I was told by teachers and by other people not to talk to other students about my mental illnesses. I don't know if you listened to the last one, Star, but I did mention that briefly, and it's true. I was told
Yeah,
not.
I felt.
What?
Continue.
I was literally told not to talk to other students about it because it might upset them. And I feel like that's an issue, and that we should really fully destigmatize mental health, and that students and people and just teachers even should be able to talk about their issues. And
Or at least.
go ahead.
Or at least some topic of mental health in general.
Yeah, it should be talked about in schools. So that way the children who might be struggling with these things can know, hey, that sounds like what I'm going through. There are other people who are like me. Like
Yeah.
when I was a kid, I would have killed to know like who might be like me in my life. Who I might run into that might have the same issues and might actually understand and get what I'm talking about when I say, hey, I feel really sad all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And
If
I didn't know other people were like me.
I wish we had classes like Joe's in normal school,
Yeah.
instead of just our alternative school.
Yeah.
Our teacher, she runs a class teaching kids about coping strategies for their mental health and their well-being and just general self-improvement. And it was a huge thing for me to go through during sophomore year. And it really helped with a lot of things that I was going through at the time.
Yeah,
And
after you took her class, you seemed a lot more refreshed and you seemed like you understood more.
yeah, I really wish they had things like that throughout middle school and in high school.
Yeah.
So growing up, I would have known, oh, emotions are okay to have,
Yeah.
and some sort of way to actually get through it instead of carrying it along for so long.
Yeah. Now, I'm not talking about like first graders or like things like that having to learn
Yeah.
that suicide is a thing and that people sometimes just don't want to live anymore. I'm not talking about that because that would be bad. That would not be good. That would very
Yeah.
much depress the the further youth. I'm talking about like you said, middle school, like maybe around sixth grade. Students should be like should be taught like, hey, your words have an effect on mental health. What you say and what you do can cause harm to other people, maybe not physically, but mentally. You know?
Not just the phrase bullying is bad, please stop.
Yeah. Because
Yeah.
I was in the midst, back in middle school, I tried making an anti-bullying campaign, and I was told no because it mentioned mental health.
That's awful.
Yeah, I was gathering notes and I brought it to some teachers, and I was told to take out major parts of it because it concerned mental health. It was talking about my experiences and my past, and well, not fully my past. You know the issue with my past, but it was talking about my past with mental health and how bad it was. Because I didn't know other kids were like me, and kids were so relentless towards me. And because of that, it caused me to be really upset when I got told no for that. I got very, very upset, and that was kind of just when I had my break with the American education system. Like as you guys know, I mentioned in my last podcast, the American education system, and actually, Star, let's get your opinion on this while we're on the topic.
The American education system, it's a really stressful experience. They focus a lot on homework and getting your work done and getting the highest grades, and it's really competitive. And it's really bad for kids who are depressed or people who struggle with anxiety, and so many other things. It's really hard to balance both school and life at home when you have to balance that with homework. And I know homework can benefit towards our education, but and I've had teachers talk about how little homework they give us, but they don't realize how much that is from all 6 or 8 classes, depending on how many classes you have altogether.
Yeah.
And the way it's taught all so fast,
It's
really hard to actually gain any information
yeah, it's
for some
always
people. For me,
it's jarring.
yeah. For me, I don't remember anything from biology from freshman year, mostly because freshman year was a pretty horrible year, but also because they condensed them everything in so quickly and so much work that though I did a was able to pass with a B, it was so hard to actually learn anything because it was stressing me out so much that I had so much work to balance along with my crippling mental health at the time.
Yeah, you were pretty bad.
Yeah.
For my listeners out there, me and Star have been best friends for what? Since
3 years now?
yeah, 3 years now.
Because
And over that time, we've seen both of us have seen each other grow and change in a lot of ways. And I feel like we're still growing and changing for the better.
yeah.
And
Yeah, we've seen ourselves in the worst and the best with each other.
yeah, and because of that, it's like the main reason behind that, I feel, is because we got into a school that wasn't so pushy. You know?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the reason we got better and have been able to keep our friendship, not only because we're both very determined to stay friends,
Yeah.
but because we've both improved and changed for each other in ways we even needed to.
Well, I'm mainly talking about the schooling. I feel like changing schools really helped both of us and helped us both realize, hey, these things aren't right. Let's fix them. You
Yeah,
know?
definitely. I wouldn't have realized the things I have if I hadn't been able to switch schools. And hell, I might have not even be alive right now.
That is very true, and it's a very dark truth. But I wouldn't be either, to be honest. If I wasn't able to switch to the current school I'm at, I wouldn't be either. It's a very dark
Yeah.
truth, but the American education system, the way that it's made, I feel like it's made to break the kids now. Like
Yeah.
the original contract was to make factory workers, if you didn't know that. The original contract was to make literal factory workers. And it
I mean,
hasn't.
with the A. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to talk about the grading system.
Yeah. Like it was originally made to make factory workers and to just push kids until their spirit was broken so they could be factory workers. That's what it feels like in my opinion at least. Although the factory workers bit is true, but I feel like it was made to push kids until their spirit was broken so they didn't have emotions and were able to just work mindlessly for the rest of their lives. You know?
Yeah.
What were you gonna say about the grading
There.
system?
Oh, the grading system. You know how it's like A through F?
Yeah.
That's how they graded meat. I think. Oh, no, or actually, packages something. They graded something by those grades.
I think it's
In
meat.
factories.
Yeah, I think it's meat.
Yeah.
It could be both. But that just proves my point with the factory thing. It was made for fact school was to was used was originally made to produce factory workers. In my complete well, not originally, but when it did change its education system for the first time. It was made to make factory workers. And it hasn't changed since then. It just
Which is
hasn't.
really absurd.
Yeah. Especially with the way technology is advancing. Like, yeah, there are some things that, like, students are able to advance on faster because of the technology. But, with the way technology is advancing so quickly, we should be changing our schooling system as well. We
Yeah.
shouldn't just be stuck in the same exact process. We should
I feel like schools try too hard to make their students perfect.
They really do.
Like, have you ever heard about the competitions? Not necessarily competitions, but the competitive feeling surrounding grades between schools, and like, oh, this school has higher grades than us,
Yeah.
or they should improve because of that.
Yeah.
And I feel like schools' goal shouldn't be to compete for the best grades, because grades don't necessarily equal how well the education actually is.
Yeah. In my opinion, what grades replicate is how well students can regurgitate information onto paper.
How well they can perform. And I feel like the idea of how we grade students should really be changed because of that. Because
Oh, you cut it.
much more to ed.
You cut out a little bit. You cut out a little
Oh
bit,
no, I
love.
paused.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's much more to educating students rather than just cramming them. Because, like, cramming for a test, you're probably not going to do well and you're not going to remember that information. Cramming in information to your students' heads, even if it's just in a lecture in class, isn't going to give them much information
Yeah.
in the long run.
Yeah.
And those students do also have to put their own effort into their work. That is their choice. But schools generally need to put more effort into trying to make school enjoyable. Like lowering stress, for example. I mean, you've heard scientists talk about this, like making the school day start later, though that can be a more complicated issue
That is true.
doing to do it with like schools and parents getting home from work and whatnot.
Yeah.
But they could at least try taking away homework.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a big plus when we moved to our current school. That was a huge
Yeah.
plus. Oh, we don't have homework in our current school.
And it is the most relieving thing.
Yeah, because homework was a very large stress, at least to me and you. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, homework was a very large stress, and for me, it made me feel like I couldn't do anything without, it just made me feel like I couldn't do anything right, because I would turn in the homework, and I would get it back with very little marks, because I was very stressed at home. So how was I gonna complete some, like, how was I gonna complete 30 full questions on math when I'm sitting there in my room trying to ignore the outside world? You know?
Yeah.
How am I gonna complete that? So, let's move on from the serious topic though and go into a more jokey topic. sorry for getting so serious there, you guys. Let's move into childhood nostalgia, because that's another topic I have right here in front of me. So, what do you think? What's one of your biggest nostalgic memories from your past?
Watching Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's on Netflix now, which makes me really happy. But I watched that all during my childhood. That and Tarzan. I was super obsessed with Tarzan.
I actually have been thinking of getting into, I'd like, of trying Avatar again.
Yeah. The Korra series is really good too. I've been watching that recently. And I've been enjoying it. I used to really like Bolin, but then I got to the second season and he's like, his character doesn't suck, he's just really invested in fame and he's too straight for me.
Let's not spoil for the audience who haven't watched it and want to.
Sorry. Right.
It's all right. But that was never really a big part of my childhood, mainly because it just didn't interest me when I was a kid. You know the thing for that. It never really did interest me.
Yeah.
Can I ask why that's a huge part of your nostalgia, though?
I grew up watching it. I've watched it at least like 10 times through the entire series. And my dad loves it, my sister loves it, my mom loves it. We had this tiny little box TV in our living room when I was a kid in our first house, and I remember sitting on the floor and watching it with my family.
Oh, those box TVs. God, you just gave me a flashback right then. Those big ass things, Jesus.
God, yeah.
Oh, did I ever tell you I almost had one of those fell and it almost fell on me.
We cut out.
Oh, can you hear me better? Okay. So, did I ever tell you the story of how one of those almost fell on me?
I think.
So when I was a kid, I was a little shit. I was always told not to put my feet up on where our TV stand, because when I was a kid, I would just sit there and I would lay on my back and put my feet up right in front of the TV and watch TV. Because we had Bunny Ear TV, and then we also had VHS systems. So, in our on our TV stand, we had a little shelf above where our TV was, where our VHS player would sit. And then we had this big opening where our TV sat. And then underneath it, we had a tiny little cupboard. And so one day I was doing that, and my mom came in and told me, yelled at me to put my feet down. And so I did for a second. Then as soon as she left, I put my feet back up because I was a little shit. And with that motion, it shook the TV, and the entire entertainment system fell forward. And the only reason why I survived that, because that giant ass TV should have crushed me, the only reason why I got out of that completely uninjured is because when it started to fall, I curled into a ball and I ended up going directly into where the cupboard was.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, I ended up fitting perfectly within that cupboard because it was a really small cupboard. And I was a very small and short child. But I ended up fitting just perfectly into that cupboard, and I was trapped under there for like a solid 10 minutes. Yeah, because my mom was outside, and I kept yelling for her, and she only came in, and then I heard the door open, and I yelled out for her, and she came in, and with child endangered mother strength, she lifted this entire entertainment system, and I was able to get out.
Your mom is pretty strong.
It's scary.
Yeah, she's like you.
But yeah, no, that was the story of the time I almost got crushed by one of those giant box TVs, that anybody born before 2010 knows about. Would it be 2010 or 2000 or 2006?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, 'cause I was wondering, I was in 2004, and I know about those, but at the same time, I was forced to watch very old things for a very long time, because we couldn't afford like consoles and stuff. So, and when we did, they didn't have any like subscriptions to Netflix or Hulu or anything. I think I only started getting subscriptions to Netflix when I was like, I'm gonna say 10. Yeah, around 10, because even then, we would still watch Bunny Ears most of the time. I call
Yeah.
antennas bunny ears, by the way, guys. No, that's odd, but it's what I've called them since I was a kid. So we had bunny ears, and I would watch those most of the time. And sometimes I would get to watch Netflix. But those big ass box TVs were the only thing we owned for the longest time. And our first console was, get ready for this, an Xbox 360. And it was the old kind. I actually still have mine sitting up in my closet, and I want to get a new hard drive for it because it got the Red Ring of Death. And only people
Oh.
who know what an Xbox 360 is will know what the Red Ring of Death is.
I grew up with Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo is good. Nintendo is good.
Yeah.
I always got those. I got. Oh no! That was our first proper game console that we owned. The first co proper game console I ever played on was a Wii. And
Oh.
oh boy, those were hard to use.
They were so fun.
They were. They were fun, but they
My
were
sister and
hard to
I got so.
use. Go ahead.
My sister and I would get really competitive over Mario Kart. We
Yeah, you told me about
still
that.
do. And we don't play together anymore because Kenzie gets really angry. Because I'm able to beat her now.
Level
Yeah.
up. I suck at Mario Kart. I'm awful at it. I always have been. I used to play what was it called? I don't remember the name of it now. There was this game that I would play all the time, and I think it was regular Mario. Was regular Mario available on the Wii? Yeah, okay, it was regular Mario. I would play Mario all the time. It was so much fun. I remember one time my youngest sister wanted to play with me, so I gave her a turned off Wii controller, and she thought she was playing the villains.
Oh,
That
that's
is not,
sad.
that is something only an older sibling can do, and it's the funny thing. Because she would always think she was like she thought she was playing as the villains. I only remember doing that once though, and it was just really really funny. I felt bad. I felt kind of bad.
Yeah.
But it just she got so upset. She got so upset when I beat all when I beat the levels. She would always get so upset. She would be like, "Why did I not win?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I guess you weren't playing good enough."
Oh.
I would die to a couple mushrooms on purpose, just because I didn't want her to feel too bad.
On the topic of video games,
Okay, go ahead.
I have a weird talent for arcade games. Remember
Oh my
that
God,
with
you
the
do. It was kind of annoying. I've been playing Mortal Kombat forever now, and we went into this arcade, and we went to the back of the store, and there was a Mortal Kombat game. And I loaded it up and I was like, "This is gonna be awesome. You're gonna love this." And he beat me. He had never touched Mortal Kombat before, right? You had never touched it before?
Yeah.
And he
No.
beat me. He also beat me in every single other game we played.
I didn't even know what the buttons were doing half of the time. It's fun though.
Was fun. It was
That
very
also happened
fun.
with shooter games too.
With what game?
Shooter games?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no.
No, wait, no. You got scared of me in shooter games.
Yeah.
I get very aggressive when it comes to first-person shooters. Or just shooter
Yeah.
games in general. And it's just because I get. Only with that is where I get competitive. Only with that, as it, from what I've noticed. I don't know if I get competitive with anything else. But from what I've noticed, I only get competitive with first-person shooters. And it's because I don't even get competitive with real people. I get competitive with the AI. And I start yelling out things like, "Come here, bitch, fight me like a human." Even if they are humans, or just like if they're non-human entities, I'm just like, "Come fight me like a human."
You sound really muffled, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's probably because of the way I'm holding the speaker. But I just get so competitive with the AI. And sometimes I get embarrassed after I play because I'm just sitting there like, why did I yell that out?
Sometimes you just get too hyped.
I do, I really do. I actually I Twitch stream. I'm on Twitch at 1 instead of the L, Lunar Orbit. And I'm pretty sure it's a 0 instead of the O. Am I right on that?
I think so.
Yeah. Lunar Orbit, 1 instead of L and 0 instead of O, if you guys want to go check me out there. But I don't stream often. But video games are fun. Video games are very, very fun. What's another game you played a lot?
There was like this one dog game when I was really young, because I had a 3DS, or maybe I think it was just a DS when I was younger, and there was like this dog game where you'd have a bunch of dogs and you'd just take care of them, and they were basically immortal puppies, and it was the cutest game. You get to like pet them and take them for walks and take them out to these parks, and you get to throw a frisbee and teach them how to sit and do tricks.
I had a game similar to that. I don't remember the name of it, but it was a DS game, and I had a DS, right? I think it was a DS Lite, and I still have it somewhere. I don't know where, but I still have my DS. And I got this game, and it came with a robotic puppy.
Oh.
I still have it sitting up in my room. You've seen it, Star, actually, because you pointed it out one time. And it sits up in my closet, watching over from this castle, from this cardboard castle that made. And it is one of my most prized possessions. I'm gonna be honest there. It is one of my most prized possessions, 'cause
Oh.
I got it when I was really young. I don't even remember what age, but I got it and I was so stoked to get it, but I lost the game for it and the batteries died.
That sucks.
It was sad. I don't remember the name of the game though. If anybody remembers the name of the game, go ahead and join our Discord and hit me up. I am totally open for that. But it was such a cool game. I really, really loved it. Animal games were so much fun on DSs, but
Oh, yeah.
there was this one game that I had. It was a cat game actually, not this time, not a dog game. And for one of the activities, you had to blow dry your cat by blowing into the microphone. Just,
That sounds like the dog game I had.
really?
Yeah.
No, it was an odd experience because I couldn't, when I first played it, I couldn't figure out where the microphone was because it was like in the center of the DS, right underneath the screen, and I didn't see it. So I was like, where is this microphone? And I was blowing on random parts of my DS trying to figure out where it was. And I found it and I was like, ah, there it is. Just out loud, very loudly. It turns out my mom had walked in on me doing that, and I was like, oh, you, hi. Because it wasn't the most fun experience seeing having my mom walk in on having mom walk in on her son blowing onto a literal like onto an electronic like on random corners and shit like that. Like what would be your thought? My son's going crazy.
No, you're just playing a game.
Would that be your actual thought?
Probably.
I think my kid's going crazy. Like I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna raise my kids on old technology just because they're gonna get new phones, but I'm gonna raise them on DSs and shit like that.
Oh.
Yeah. So would you like to talk about some sleep paralysis demons?
Some what?
Sleep paralysis demons? Because I've told you about some of
Oh,
mine.
yes. Would you like to hear about my sleep paralysis experience?
Oh yes, is it a funny one or is it an actually scary one?
Kind of scary. I don't necessarily see demons often,
Oh yeah, no,
but.
that's in my experience, that's actually not as common as I just call them demons because that's kind of what some of them look like, but they end up being funny, you know?
Yeah. I.
fair warning, guys, this might get a teensy tiny bit unsettling at like right, or is it gonna get more than that? Does it have any depictions of gore or anything?
No.
Okay.
Most of my
Then go ahead.
Most of my sleep paralysis dreams are I've the last one I had, I haven't had it for a couple months. Usually I get sleep paralysis once or twice a month, but it's been a while, which is good.
Yeah, that's good.
But the last one I had, I was being choked, which is a pretty awful experience.
Oof, yeah.
And I usually get this weird vibrating feeling. It's like this really loud buzzing sound, and it goes through my entire body. And I'll normally see like either my feet or my hands, or something in my room, and then I'll wake up. It sounds less scary when it's being told, but when it's actually happening, it really is scary. I've
Yeah.
also had sleep paralysis dreams mixed with my actual dreams.
Those ones are even scarier, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I had this really scary.
you don't know when you're awake. It tends to be false awakenings, and then you're just sitting there like, am I really alive?
I had one where I was talking to something. I don't know what it was. All I know, I was on the floor of a kitchen, and it said something really ominous, and I wrote it down, but I don't have it anymore.
Oh.
But it had said something really threatening and really ominous, whatever I was talking to, and it had been throwing me around the room and choking me.
Oof, that one's
And
bad.
that was, yeah, that was transferring through as sleep paralysis.
Like, were you in the middle of waking up and then you got stuck, or?
I think so. I had a pretty intense dream that night.
Oof, yeah.
I might tell you about it sometime because there are some really important parts about it.
Oh, all right. Well, we can skip over that for now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna I you know about this one. I'm gonna tell the story of my favorite sleep paralysis demon, just because. Okay, so I was laying in bed, right? And I don't know if you guys have ever seen that one Three Scary Games Markiplier video called I think it was Open Your Eyes or something like that. But in the video there was like this it was about sleep paralysis. There was a sleep paralysis demon that like was all hunched over, had a hand on the bed, and just looked really creepy and just really bad, right? And so this was before I had even seen this video. It was before this video was even a thing. And so I was laying in bed and I went into sleep paralysis. Like I was in the middle of waking up and then suddenly I couldn't move. And like that's normally a pretty scary feeling in general, right? But then
Yeah, it's terrifying.
this thing walks into my room and sits down and like puts its hand on my legs and then just stares intensely into the bed and goes, "Pizza rolls, pizza rolls, pizza rolls, pizza rolls, pizza rolls, pizza rolls, pizza
Oh
rolls."
my God, the pizza rolls.
For some reason in the moment that was just so terrifying. Anytime I talk about this, people are like, "Dude, he just wanted some pizza rolls. Why didn't you make him some pizza rolls?" And I'm always like, "I didn't have pizza rolls." But yeah, no, that's my favorite sleep paralysis demon, just because in the moment it felt so jarring and like so terrifying, just petrifying, and it kept me in that state for just like a solid 10 minutes, and I was just stuck listening to the words pizza rolls in a whisper on repeat for like 10 minutes. And so I just, when I woke up, I at first I was just like, holy shit, and just freaking out. And then suddenly I just get this moment of just like, I go into this fit of laughter because I'm just like, he was just saying pizza rolls. Oh,
Don't hear.
in like 5 minutes, we're gonna have to pause for just a moment because the maximum recording time is 60 minutes. We
Oh, okay.
it will be back in just a few moments. I'm gonna stop it right, and we're back. So to move on from dreams, let's go into the forest.
Yeah.
Odd way to phrase it, but it oddly fits. Well, let's go ahead and go into the forest. So go ahead.
I live pretty close to a forest that's part of a park. And it's a pretty interesting place. Darkside and I go down there whenever we hang out. And about 2 years ago, we found a wrecked car in near the back of the forest.
It totally mystifies me, by the way. Like,
The what?
the car? I have no idea how it got there.
Yeah, it's a really old car too.
And it used to be.
Not a modern design at all.
It's like, it's a bug from like the 50s, I think.
Yeah.
I'm just confused as to how it got there, because you said that the area around it used to be swamp, right?
Not that area specifically,
Well, the area to
but
get
beyond,
through to it.
yeah, beyond the trails and whatnot. And the trails are way too small. The trails are like hiking.
Yeah.
But there's also the other way into the forest. That's the restricted area.
But that's just trees. Like, you couldn't weave a car around that.
Yeah, it's really odd. When we originally found it, it was flipped over on the front, and it was obvious it had been left like that for a long time.
Yeah.
But after the winter of our freshman year in high school, we came back to it because it was too hard to get to it in the wintertime when it's snowy and rainy and swampy and cold.
Yeah.
And we found it that spring, flipped over,
Which would,
completely flipped over.
yeah, which was good because we were planning on turning it into like a fort kind of thing.
Yeah.
We can't do that though.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. It's too difficult. We just gotta find
We don't
another
have.
forest.
It, we got a what?
We gotta find another forest. Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, because that forest is like, we can't build a fort in it or anything, you know?
True.
We gotta build a fort, bro. I
You go.
but like that car, it totally confuses me because I just don't. It's surrounded entirely by trees. On one side, there's a gate. That gate had to be put there before the car was there, you know? Because who would see that?
Possibly.
Well, who would see that car and not try to remove it?
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah, plus it's a protected forest.
That's what
The
I'm.
wildlife there is supposed to be protected.
That's what I'm talking about. So, like, who would see that car there in a protected area and not move it? You know?
Yeah. They have. Like, obviously, on the other side of the fence is private property. There's a house there, like a small cabin. And nobody's allowed inside that area. There's a gate on the other side. You have to take a walk around from the park down through the neighborhoods. And all the way at the back, there's a gate.
That
It's an
it's
interesting place.
yeah. And if you go over or under that gate or something, don't you get like charged for trespassing?
Yeah, you'd have to get, you'd get charged.
Yeah.
You can't pass. It's private property.
Yeah, so it just completely confuses me as to how that car got there. 'Cause like even if the trees weren't there at the time, which trees obviously grow for a very, very long time, so they most likely still would be, you know? That
Yeah.
area was a marsh. That area was swampy. So how could a car get there? 'Cause those trees look old. Those trees look old as shit. So like how would that work, you know? Like how just how?
I don't know, man.
like that's all I want to know. Just how? It's just it's like
Some
it's
crazy ass maneuvering.
yeah man and it would make okay it would make kind of a little bit more sense if it were a bigger car like maybe a truck or something because that would at least have high tires but no this was a bug and I don't know if y'all know what a bug looks like but bugs have really like they're really short and really small and low to the ground so a marshy area is not gonna deal well with a bug. That bug would get stuck.
Also, the car was completely dented in, like something had crushed it.
Yeah, so it looked like some sort of force just whoosh somehow.
Like a tree had crashed into it.
Yeah, but it
The
didn't.
tree could have been removed.
That is true, but like. I just don't understand it. Like, it doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even like from a front, it looked like the tree had crashed into it either. It was from like the side. Like it just had been condensed in, you know?
Yeah.
So it confuses me. And then that box. I still want to know what's in that box.
Oh yeah, me too. We gotta figure out something that'll work
If the
to get
box
it
is still
out.
there.
Yeah, last time we checked up on it, the water had risen.
Yeah. Let's just hope it didn't rise past the box, you know?
Yeah. Well, we didn't. Couldn't see the box last time.
We didn't even check.
No, I just remember a while ago, before last time,
Oh. Okay.
we couldn't see the box.
Oh, right, yeah. So it either got taken away or it got or the water rose over it. Which even if the water rose over it, if it's still there and it hasn't been swept away by the river, we should still try to get it.
Yeah, I don't know what we could use.
Sticks.
We tried sticks,
Oh, we
and they weren't long
did.
enough.
We did try sticks. Longer sticks. Use them like chopsticks, giant chopsticks.
Oh boy.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of mysterious things in the for in that forest, and the aura around it is very odd.
Yeah, it's a weird place.
It really is. It's an odd place. It's interesting though. And the fact that it's a protected area just makes it even more interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I want to get across the river. Don't say what
Me
river.
too.
Don't say.
I won't say what river. I don't even remember what river it is.
Okay, good. I want to get across the river. I want to see what it's like across there. Because the forest is, like, right next to a river. And I just
And
want to.
there's a place
Go ahead.
you could launch a boat.
It is true. There is a place you could launch a boat. We should try to make it across there one day. Like in the future.
My parents have kayaks, and my dad's offered that we could try kayaking the river once.
Really?
Yeah, he
I've never.
suggested that this summer.
This summer?
Yeah, this summer. I said no because I felt like that was a bad idea at the time.
I have never been kayaking before.
It's so much fun, and you'd be so good at it because you're so strong. It's a lot of fun when you have the right boats for it.
Really?
Yeah, if you like being out on the water.
I do.
Oh, and that and paddle boarding.
Oh.
Riley and I have been paddle boarding together.
Have you ever been whitewater rafting?
No. That stuff is too scary for me.
Dude, I went whitewater rafting once, and oh my god, it was so much fun. I got hit by a tree and I had a big ass bruise.
Oh,
But
God.
yeah, no. Okay, so the story behind that is I was, by the way, can I just say, church camp kids are crazy. I'll leave it
Church
there.
camp kids are scary.
I'll
I
leave
went
it
to church
there.
camp with you once.
You did. I'll leave it there for now and I'll pick that up again on a different day. But I was at a church camp, and this one was a summer camp, not the winter camp like we went to. I was at a church camp, and we went whitewater rafting, and I was stoked. I was so excited. I was the first to be in the raft. I got in, and I was sitting there, and I was like bouncing up and down, so stoked. And all the rest of the people got in their rafts, and we started on our way. And this river was moving so quickly. It was so much fun. And then there was this area, like we had to kind of steer a little bit. There was this area where there was a tree, and we had to duck down, and I didn't duck down far enough, and so my back got scraped across with a tree. So
Oh, no.
I had this huge bruise and this huge scratch, but I didn't care. It was so much fun. I literally couldn't care less.
You'd like kayaking then. It's
But
a much safer version.
Ah.
You'd be in your own boat. Have you seen kayaks before?
Yes, I have. I've seen kayaks.
Yeah. We have like four boats, but one of them's inflatable and it's absolute shit,
Oh.
so
Oh.
yeah. Hopefully it'd just be like if we ever do kayak together, and of course probably my dad would come along because
Yeah, I've never been kayaking, so it'd be a bad idea to let me do it on my own. Yeah,
yeah, you'd be strong enough to help him get them into the water. He doesn't want to go kayaking with me alone because I'm pretty weak, and though I can help carry a kayak, it's hard to get one down from the car. Yeah.
we should go kayaking next summer.
Yeah. Or if we have time this summer.
That is true, but school is rapidly approaching, unfortunately.
Yes.
School is, oof.
With the quarantine.
Oof. Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. Very interesting, actually. Yeah. Apparently, the teachers we have no idea what's going to happen. No idea.
Oh, if actually, if you ask Jackie,
Oh?
she knows what's going on. Yeah.
Really? My teacher had no idea. I'm avoiding names, by the way.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. They won't know who. But my teacher had no idea what was happening. I texted him, like I hit him up and I was like, "Hey, so what's our curriculum gonna look like?" And he was like, "Well, right now, since there was just a brand new like set of rules put in place, we don't know." Because our school is much, much smaller than the regular high school. 'Cause the other high school has almost, I think about 2,000 students. I mentioned that in my last one. And because of that, our school actually has like what, maybe 500,
200 max.
200? Oh yeah, I thought it would be like 300.
No.
Our school has like 200 max, and that's really good. In freshman year, we had like 200, including the teachers. This year, the teachers aren't included in that. Last year and this year, the teachers aren't included in that count. There's a lot of teachers though. But so because of that, our school actually could continue as normal. We just aren't allowed to be within 6 feet of each other because our classes are so small. So
Oh no, we're doing the online curriculum.
we are?
Yeah, for
Okay.
until November.
Okay.
Just like the other schools.
Purely online?
Yeah, did you get the email?
Mom was told to completely ignore those emails because we are not part of TTSD.
We're definitely doing that curriculum.
Oh, okay. Well,
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just until November. I don't deal well with online school.
Yeah.
Are you
You could
doing?
also double check with your teachers.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to double check with I'm gonna make up a fake name for my teacher so that way I don't have to keep calling him my teacher. Raymond. Raymond. There's a lot of R names on this show. So my Raymond, I'm gonna have to hit him up again.
Yeah.
Hopefully this time he'll actually know. There really are a lot of R names on this show, though. Rachel, Rose, Raymond. That list is probably gonna keep going eventually because for some reason my brain really likes R names. I'm not sure why. Let's go back on the topic of books. What books do you really like?
Oh, fantasy, especially fairy tale type.
Ah, fairy tales are nice.
Yeah, one of my favorites is The Darkest Part of the Forest.
Oh, I've never
So,
read that.
so good.
I've never read that.
It's so good.
Do you have a
Basically, it's about there's a prince in the woods who's in a glass of cough in a glass coffin,
Snow White
and
style?
he's, huh?
Snow White style?
What?
Snow White. When
Snow
she.
White, yes.
Okay, I was like, when she was put to sleep, she was put in a glass coffin in the
Yeah.
middle of the forest.
But there's like this fairy prince who's stuck in a glass coffin, and he's been asleep for who knows how long.
Right.
And everybody in that town knows about the Fae, and they know stay away, but nobody really bothers about the glass coffin. Like the opening scene, there's just somebody dancing on top of it. It's pretty funny. But the main character, she's pretty great.
Try not to spoil it too much because this sounds interesting.
Yeah. And the whole story is about how she wakes him up. I forget how. I think that's a spoiler anyways for how she wakes him up. But
Yeah.
in the description, it says she wakes him up.
Oh, all right.
And there's like this whole conflict between, I think, the Fae and the humans.
Do you have a copy I could borrow?
Riley has it.
Ah. Do you
Yeah, so I'd have to ask him.
All right. This book sounds actually interesting, so I'd like to read it.
There's also The Hazelwood and my absolute favorite book, I think it's Infinite Noise.
Infinite Noise.
I think I've told you about this one. It's where this football player, he sees, no, he starts, he's an empath, like a really, really strong empath.
Ah.
And he feels the emotions of everyone, and he feels anger really intensely. And he meets this one boy, I forget his name, who's more of like the typical nerd type, and he's like kind of like this very invisible character, or he tries to make himself invisible to most people because he gets bullied a lot for being gay.
Oof.
It is a gay love story.
Ah.
Yeah, it's my absolute favorite book.
It's hard to find those kinds of books, like gay love
Yeah.
stories.
If you go on Goodreads and you kind of look in the genre, you can find a lot of stuff.
Huh, okay. That's cool.
Very good.
As you know, because you actually recently just bought me the second copy, I recently am starting. I had to read through it again because I'm forgetting some parts. But there's a book called Anna Dressed in Blood, and it is a wonderful book. 10 out of 10 would
So good.
recommend. It's amazing, and I haven't read the second book yet, but it's most likely good as well. Like, I tend to spoil in my descriptions, but I'm gonna try and give a very brief description. So, it's actually a slight romance book that I do enjoy. It's not even full romance. It's a paranormal book, okay? And it's about this kid who goes around with an Athame and kills the dead. And then
Spirits, really.
that's I used that language for a reason.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. He kills the dead, and so he his father did the same, his grandfather did the same, and every male in his family did the same. His mother is a witch, and he comes across an interesting case. A case he had never seen before, never felt before, and never been through before. And that's where I'm going to stop my description because I will spoil it if I continue. But it is an amazing book, and I could not recommend it more.
Yeah, I'm so glad I found the second version because you refused to finish it.
I really did. I was so scared of the ending because it was so good. It's such a good book. It's that kind of book that is just so good that you don't want to put it down. And once you start getting towards the end, you get sad. Because that's exactly what happened with me. I got sad because I was like, but I don't want it to end.
Yeah.
And it's like that good of a book. And the main character is really, really interesting, and the side characters are they have character. And that's something that's, in my opinion, that's really hard to find with books. Like, side characters are normally one personality, or like one thing to their personality, and that's it. Because the main character is that important. But no, these guys have actual personality to them. They have actual character for the characters. And that's a really, really cool thing, in my opinion, you know? You read the book as well, right, Star? Hello? Uh-oh. You might have lost connection there. Hello? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hang on 2 seconds. There's a little bit of a glitch going on. This is only an issue when you use Discord. Hang on 2 seconds, guys. I am so sorry for this. Hello? Are you back? Are you back?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I am so sorry for that one.
It's okay.
We're just gonna leave it in. We are encroaching on 30 minutes though, so we should probably start closing out here pretty soon. But
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you one final thing. You read the book as well. What was your experience with it?
I found it really enjoyable. It was an interesting read, and I really liked how it turned out. I was mostly surprised about the Athame thing, what
Don't
happened with it. I'm not going to spoil.
don't go too much into it.
I've
that
also,
was a big surprise for me too, though, so.
I'm also really glad that there is one character that I was really glad didn't get with the main character, because I was really expecting that. It's usually typical
Yeah.
of books,
Yeah.
but
I know
that didn't
exactly what.
happen. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know exactly what character you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely a relief. 'Cause
The ending was so interesting.
I can't wait to get to the ending now, 'cause that means I can start the second one. Yeah, no. It's called Anna Dressed in Blood, and then I don't remember what the second book is called, and it is in my bag. Do you remember what the second book is called?
I remember there was something about like the girl.
I don't
I think
remember.
maybe, yeah.
I don't remember. But it does have a second book. So it is called Anna Dressed in Blood, and there is a second book to it, and I could not recommend it more if you are looking for an interesting read. I think that's where we're gonna end it today, though. Are you all right with that, or do you have something else to say?
No, I'm good.
All right. I think that's where we're gonna end it today. So I hope you all had an enjoyable time listening to this, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And remember, the dark side isn't always bad.